If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one, the only Gertie Abrera.
Hello, y'all. Let's get into it.
Welcome back. Let's just get right into it. Look, last season when you and I sat down, you said, you know, it was mostly about, you know, Alexia and like planning her wedding. And you said, like, I really hope that, you know, next season they learn who Gertie is. So as we watch, I mean, how are you? Are you happy that we are learning who you are, Gertie?
You're just tapping the surface, darling. It gets deeper and deeper and deeper. So let's do it.
How, like, overall, how was this season different for you?
I walked away literally knowing that there was something that just happened that was special in our group that has never been done, that will never be replicated, and that was so unique. And it's that Miami melting pot sauce. There's not something about the way that we are culturally mixed together that is not even comparable to any other unscripted show that you can even, you know, think about. So I was proud. Is how I walked away from everything, being really, really proud of our group and just the organicness of it all. We just say like it is, and it shows.
Was there any one thing in particular that shocked you the most this season? Like, it doesn't have to do with you, just in general. I mean, I know
it doesn't have to do with me. I mean, literally, it has to do with Lisa. It has to do with mirror, mirror on the freaking wall. Who's the fakest of them all? It has to do with all of it. It was my facial expression. Is the way it is because of the fact that this shit right here that we just did is mind-boggling. I swear, I was like, is this virtual reality? Where the hell am I? I don't have words. I don't have words for you.
Well, that's when you know it's like an all-stars, A-list players. Like when
out-of-body experience, right? That's what they call it. It was crazy.
Like, yeah. You're in it, but like you're watching it, like when it doesn't have to do with you. And you do have moments of like, what the hell am I watching before my very eyes?
Thus the facial expressions. I'm telling you, it was literally not even real. I was looking at them like, did you say, what? And I'm like, everyone was like, Gertie, you were me. I understood exactly what you're saying just by your whatever you did. You flared your nostrils. You had one eye up. They were like, girl, you were talking code. We got you. So I don't mind my expressions because the people understood the assignments.
Listen, I love the expressions. They're authentic. Did you have a low of the season? Like, what was the low for you?
The low for me. I mean, the low for me, I think, is personal when I realized, because I didn't expect Russell to be so candid with me, right? I'm thinking we're going to have this picnic. We're going to just kind of fluff talk. He's not the kind to be like, hey, bitch, pay attention. Here's what's happening. And he did that. And I was like, I shut down at night. Well, by the way, the lights are on and Mama is putting in the extra overtime. We're good over here.
Do you think like that really helped? Like just that conversation, the show, watching it
1,000%. So the show, when being on a show like this, most of the time it doesn't help and it goes bad. For me and Russell right now, again, I'm not one to boast and say everything's amazing, but like it has helped me, number one, with myself, seeing myself back. I'm like, oh, I see how my tone of my voice can make people feel like I'm talking down to them or I'm like very, you know, firm and stern. And then with Russell, it's like, oh, he's happy, but I can make him happier. You know, it really is therapeutic in many ways if you let it be. If you're combative and you're fighting that system, it ain't going to work for you. And there's a lot of women on this crowd, in this group, that are fighting this system and are not learning from it. And that, I think, is the issue.
Who do you think is fighting the system in this group?
Alexia is fighting the therapeutic process that this should be. Sometimes you look back and I hope at the reunion, we look at each other or whoever she's having an issue with. And she could say, I looked at myself and I didn't like who I saw. I really was embarrassed. I was ashamed. I said things I didn't mean. I drank too much, but that's not even an excuse. Whatever the reasons are, but I hope that it's growing, you know, learning and growing curves for everybody. If everyone's going to stand in their place and literally double down, triple down, quadruple down, all the way after seeing what just happened on screen, then at that point, it's kind of like, that's on you. Yeah.
Well, right. I mean, you and Alexia do get into it this season.
We get into it this season. By the way, if you look at the previous episodes before we get into it, I'm the kind of person, strike one, strike two, I'm letting it pass. Okay, let's squash it. I got you. No issues. And then it's like, wait, now you're disrespecting me and you think there's a hierarchy and pecking order? No, ma'am. And then I gertify that shit. And that's it.
She did say, she did an interview with Entertainment Tonight where she said, you know, they said, who surprised you the most? She said, you. She said she thinks that you disappointed her the most. The thing is, you just don't stop.
I don't stop. That mirror should have been sent to Alexia too. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the most delusional of them all? I mean, my love, really, come on. It's kind of like, you're telling me that I scare you and that you can't be set across from you because I scare you because of my movement and expressionism. I'm sorry. My face moves. I'm sorry. I have feelings. And I'm sorry. I'm from the Caribbean, which you're from as well. So we all act the same. But for some reason, I'm the one that's the scary one. Got you.
What about, because she also said in this article that it seems like you kind of rehearsed between season one and season, you know, your first season and this season, you kind of thought about what you were going to say and how you were, it's basically saying like you've crafted this on-screen version of Gertie.
Okay. And I think that my facial expressions are so organic and popping up a la minute, as they say, literally at the second it happens. I don't buy that particular comment at all. If anything, you know, it's just kind of sad that there can't be a learning curve of like, you know what, you did a lot for me, thank you. You know what, I didn't mean to say anything about your brother, I'm sorry. That's how, to me, I operate. By you listen, you internalize, and then you reflect, and then you say, I'm sorry if I hurt you, I didn't mean it this way, whatever, respectfully so. If that's not the case with her, then it is not the case with her. But what we're not going to do is talk about my brother or my family ever. That's it.
Do you feel like she still owes you an apology for that?
You be the judge of that.
Touche. So you haven't gotten an apology is what you're saying.
No, because what happened, it was chaos, confusion, just kind of like, let's cry, let's do this, let's do everything else, but talk about the core. And as a friend, I would never talk about your brother the way that, you know, I would never talk about, you know, it's kind of has to go both ways. And what happens with this group, and I'm now generalizing it, is that some people say things and it's okay. Oh, no, she's going through it so much. Oh, no, she didn't mean it. And then you say one thing and it's kind of like, how dare you? Who are you? Sit down, quiet. You can talk. Don't look at me. And I've never been put in any corner. Nobody puts me in a corner. And it's not going to happen this time around, ever. Ever. I've fought too hard to be in my successful place that I am, and I'm not going to let anyone take me down in such a ridiculous manner.
Do you feel there's a divide then? Like you said, like certain people say things and you're like, oh, I'm sorry, you're having a bad day. And then other people say, like, do you think there's a divide? Is it like the OGs versus, I can't even say newbies, because you and
right.
Julia and Nicole.
And that's the thing. It's kind of like, why, how did we get here to a point where there's an actual, you know, it's a line between us, because it's a reboot for a reason. It's a reboot because we're starting from slate, right? So zero is the starting place. And I think some people may have miscalculated, right? So they're like, they think they started at 50. No, we're starting at zero. It's called a reboot. You're welcome. Okay. We're here together. We gather here today to reboot this bitch.
Right. Like everyone's equal that's on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's interesting.
Well, speaking of mirrors, yes. I mean, we just had I mean, you were just right there when, so Larsa gets this mirror from Nicole. I mean, I'm not sure that I've ever seen anything like this. Like, you have to buy the mirror, hire someone to create this, spend the money, send it.
And that's why I'm like, oh my God, it's an invitation. This is good. Because the last time I heard, you were calling her fake. I'm literally mortified looking at this, and I'm literally, and I go, wait, I hope I get one. Like, and I'm thinking, it can't be the actual engagement party because it's happening in a day or two. So what other event is she getting invited to that I'm not? So I'm can't get one. And then when she says fake is up, I said, oh boy, this is not going the way I thought. I'm a peacemaker at heart. So I thought Nicole knew I was going to Larsa's house to visit because after I heard Larsa call her fake, Nicole and I had a conversation. And then I'm like, oh, I'm going to be at her house, you know, whatever. So Nicole, I guess, noted and then made it happen where I was around to see this whole freaking, you know, crazy, you know, experience. So she gets a knock on the door. The thing comes. I'm like, from Nicole? What? Okay. Beautiful. Look how beautiful this invitation is about to be. Fake as of them all. And all I heard is fix them all. And then she stopped. And I'm like, bitch, I'm gonna read this thing for you then. Okay, we're gonna see what this says. And then you are disinvited to my engagement party. I died. And then I felt like I'm in the middle of this. I'm friends with both of them. So Nicole, what the fuck are you doing? Like, what WTF? What are you doing? I call her up. I'm like, you understand how I was like, what? You know, you understand, like Nicole sent me in a way, and I was like, no, ma'am. What was the point of that, and why didn't you tell me? And she goes, you know, out of respect, I understood it, but it's kind of like Larsa's probably looking at me sideways, like this is your friend, and it's crazy. So it's a muddy waters is what we'll say to date. It's muddy waters. I don't know what Larsa feels right now about me and Nicole. Nicole and I speak every day, and I'm like, this was like crazy town, and to date, I don't even know what the hell is going to happen from here because you guys are never going to make up at this point. So it's messy.
Do you think like you're in the middle with Larsa, or you guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures up my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE. So the other night, I have 10 people on the way over to watch Vanderpump Rules because now that we have the scandal and Tom cheated on Ariana with Raquel, I'm officially having watch parties for Vanderpump Rules. So I have 10 people on their way over. I have a bunch of pizzas being ordered. The pizzas are on the way, and I realize I don't have enough alcohol. And I'm a good host. I don't care what you say about me. So I'm not providing food without alcohol. But I didn't panic. I just turned to drizly.com, and everything was solved. Drizly is the most convenient way to buy beer, wine, and spirits with delivery to your doorstep in under 60 minutes. It's the number one app for alcohol delivery. There's such a variety. I got a bunch of red wine, a bunch of white wine, rosé. I got some vodka. I was running low on tequila. They have it all. I even got some cognac for after dinner. It was a great evening. So listen, if you don't want to go to the liquor store and you want your life to be a little more convenient and to have the alcohol come to you, download the Drizly app or go to drizly.com. That's DRIZLY.com. You guys all know that I've been on a health kick since October, and that involves everything: how much I exercise, what exercise equipment I use, what I eat, and it also involves my pans. Now, not that domestic, you guys know that, but when I do cook at home, I need pans that don't stick. Well, here's the thing. Did you know that most traditional nonstick pans were made with plastic coatings that turn toxic when you heat them up? No, thank you. GreenPan has introduced new ceramic nonstick cookware that is made without forever chemicals. So as it heats up, there are no chemicals, and they have over 150 patents to prove it. They're the leaders in creating cookware without harmful toxins, and that's all I need to know to sign me up. Cooking with ceramic does matter because it doesn't emit fumes when it's cooked. and no chemicals. They also carry kitchen appliances like slow cookers and waffle makers. It's 2023. If you're still cooking with pans made out of plastic, what are you doing? Head to greenpan.us and use promo code VELVET and you'll receive 30% off your entire order plus free shipping on orders over $99. That's right, 30% off. When you buy one pan or a whole set, that's 30% off. So head to greenpan.us and make sure to use our promo code VELVET.
Well, I mean, I felt in the middle when it happened, and then I Larson knows I would never be in the middle to be like in cahoots to make her look bad. I would never do that, right? It's not in my character at all. But it's kind of like after you see it on TV, and then you got people on Instagram and Twitter like, oh my God, look at this. Wow, what Gertie knew. And I'm sure she's like confused. I did not know. I don't know how to lie, literally. And you see by the basis of my facial expression, they're quite consistent. I'm like, because I'm literally mean like, what the F happened here? So I'm like mortified that it happened to her. This whole season is about distant invitations. I feel like it's a theme of the whole season. Everyone, Julia, Kiki, now Larsa and Nicole.
I feel Larsa's having a season. I mean, she's in OG. She was there in season one and she was gone. Right. But I mean, I feel like she's, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. She's very vocal this season. And I'm saying that in a good way. Yeah. Like she's kind of.
No, Larsa is very vocal. And I love that about her. And I think it draws me to be her friend because I'm the same way. And I think that a lot of ladies underestimate me because they think that I'm like, oh, she's party planner or whatever. But to be successful like I am and deal with CEOs of the world, you have to be like, no, sir, I know you run the world, but today I'm running the wedding, okay? So I know how to be vocal only when need be. So when I bark, I bite. You know what I mean?
Don't mess with Gertie.
No, I will Gertie fire your ass in 3 seconds.
What about like, you know, Larsa, she's busy. She's dating Marcus Jordan. Like, how do you
have that? I don't know. But if she's happy, I'm happy for her.
Have you met Marcus?
I don't know, actually. Not too sure.
Well, you could have met him around Miami. It's a small place. Like, you don't have to necessarily have met him.
I know his father attended a wedding that I did, but I don't know. I don't remember.
You're all for them, though, if she's happy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Of course, happiness is at the core of my whole theory of life. And that's the reason why I live big. You know, I've gone through so much, losing my brother, my nieces, and et cetera. And I realized I'm like, life is too short, and I'm going to live it expressively, emotionally, physically. And if you don't like it, look away. Okay, look away. Because I'm me, and I am okay, bitch. That's it.
What about like you do go to these events? You went to like Nicole's engagement. You went to like Julie's housewarming. Like, are you like a doctor who's just always on call and someone's like, you know, and you're like, do you judge because this is what you do for a living? Or are you able to like turn that off?
Judge? I'm not a judger. No.
Well, like I mean, this is your business. So like, I would think like you can't help it.
Oh, you
like
mean the party stuff?
Yeah. Like, you know, like a, you know,
no,
like.
It never turns off. It dims. But it never turns off, right? So I will notice what's wrong and I will try to fix it. If it's my friend's party, I will try to fix it without them even knowing. But if it's just a generic event, I'm like, noted, don't do that again. Don't do that. Like my husband's friends have weddings and stuff like that. And he tells me like, okay, we're not going to go to that. And I'm like, why? And he's like, no, I'll go alone. You stay home. I'm like, why? And he's like, because your judgy eyes are like all over the place and my friend's going to notice. And I'm like, I will never. So he's fearful of my professionalism taking over our social circle. And I'm like, I'm very humble. I come from humble beginnings. I'm good here. You know?
Yeah. You just walk in. You're like, okay, I'm.
Like, where's the bar? Have at least premium. At least premium, please. Amigos. Thank you.
And no cash bar, people. No cash bar. Some people have a cash bar, right? That's, no. I mean, right. Like I'm talking
next
like.
Question.
I know. It's bad.
No. Don't have the party, honey. Don't have the party. Thanks. Send announcements of like your engagement and whatever the hell you're celebrating. Do not have a party if you cannot afford open bar. Thanks.
Do you think like Larsa and Nicole are just irreparable? Or do you think like, you know, we have a reunion that will
So it's 2 to 10. And I'm me myself. Like I want to be defensive and defend someone. And they're both my friends, right? So for me, it's kind of like, she has a point, but then I'm like, wait, this happened season one, like season four. This is so far ago that I'm not understanding how we're bringing it as the reason why we're reactive or held back to be open to a friendship. When they had amazing scenes together, they tried to bond in other parts after that happened. So I'm having an issue with having that being brought up now. The fact that you had said you had to know who I was before you were let into my house. You led by that as an argument to say that you're fake and you slept with everybody, all the doctors in the hospital. I'm like, wait, whoa, why are we not? I think Nicole was trying to say, hey, where can we go to start from zero? And he went to accusations and then now rumors. And that's when it was like, I think too much, because as a professional myself, I have to put myself in the situation to be able to have an opinion. And I said to myself, what would I do? Somebody says, I heard you ruined 16 weddings. I'll be like, wait, what are you talking about? And what are you doing? You're slandering me and you're calling me out for something I didn't do. And people run with it. I love the sensationalism. So I understand Nicole's point to be upset. I have to. I'm a business owner and I own my own business, but Nicole works for somebody else. So she can't have the luxury of saying, oh, it doesn't roll off her shoulders. It goes to HR. It goes to HR, you know? Yeah.
It's kind of a big deal, right?
It's an institution. It's not like she's working for like one accountant or something like that. She works for like a big hospital. So there's a hierarchy. And when they hear something, they say something. So what happens is there's a whole thing about, is there a rumor? We need to investigate. So maybe Nicole's right now going through an investigation and they just want to make sure things are okay. People are not, you have to think bigger to understand the trickle-down effect of people's words. And that's the issue that we need to understand as a group, is that there are boundaries to rumors.
There are boundaries to rumors. Yeah. What about Julia? We see, you know, this season, like her and Martina, they're, you know, it seemed to be that they were adopting a child. Like I know, like Martina has just like been diagnosed by two different stages and two different forms of cancer. Like, have you spoken to her or Julia?
Of course. The day it happened, I'm on the, as soon as I heard it, and you know, I've been connected with them. Martina texted me. I spoke to Julia. I love them. And, you know, you do this, you pray and you do this and you wish, pray and wish, you know, so.
You pray and wish, because that's when stuff is like bigger than the show.
Yes, of course. And I hope that the other ladies did that too and put the petty shit aside, you know? Yeah.
How is Julia doing? Is she?
She's positive. Okay. Both of them are very positive, and that's what I want to hear. I wanted to just make sure they knew that, you know, you tackle this on and you give it your 1,000%. And the good news is that Martina is a champion. So she knows how to take on a challenge. And I felt good about it. Cause I'm like, if anybody can beat this, is the champion over here. So I'm very thankful and happy that she has that mindset and is able to, and I hope that they're able to fight this battle, you know, successfully.
I hope so, because that's what's important. Yeah. Before we move on from this, do you think like Julia would leave the show? I mean, because this is a lot to deal with.
I think that she's been a great, amazing ambassador for gay rights, for, you know, the whole Love is Love movement. I think we need her for more than just that. And I hope not. I think she's amazing and she's lovable, sweet, sweet. And she's feisty. She's a lot of different things. Like all of us, we're all layered people. And that's what makes the show different. Like, people are like, oh, you're better than this franchise. I'm like, we're not better. We're just different. Miami, I feel like you can't compare it, in my opinion, to anything because it has a completely different recipe, you know?
Are you aware, though, that there are franchises that, you know, they're off? There's a lot of franchises that are having, they're just having, and Miami is literally better than ever. So, like, are you aware, like, I mean, that...
I'm aware of what we're doing right. And I'm too focused on other stuff that I can't be like, oh, I never play comparatives ever in my life. I stay in my lane. And I just think that, you know, I just know that we're great right now. We're great. And I just, you know, hope it continues and that we have some boundaries. I think it's important to have a little bit of boundaries because then it takes us to the place where now you're comparing because which show is worse in toxicity? And that's where I do not want to belong. I don't want to be part of that, you know?
What do you think should be off limits that's out of boundaries?
Kids and people's living, like the way they make money, the way they live, you know, the honest living, right? So if I'm a party planner and I have someone say, oh, I was comparing your planning skills or oh, I was comparing aesthetics to two different types of events, those type of things hurt. I'm glad that I'm Teflon in a sense where I've done this for 20 years and I don't need one bad apple to ruin my whole batch. Thank God. But it's not the same for someone like Nicole. You know, there's a code of honor and code of conduct where that gets followed through in a corporate world. And I'm not able to understand that for Nicole, but I can empathize about it, you know? So there are consequences. And I think that it's not worth it in the sense of like we're a great ensemble and why maybe do some things that are too extensive to being toxic, you know? So we have to think before we speak sometimes.
I think kids and career is a good two things to have off limits. Well, like you said, Lisa, it's one of the more shocking things that has happened this season.
Yes.
Like, were you shocked? I mean, we saw your reactions on the screen, like when this happened. Like, were you shocked to hear about this whole
And apparently,
divorce?
I'm scaring people. Oh my goodness, I'm scaring people that they can't sit across from me because I just can't deal with all that. When we're almost all of us are from the Caribbeans and we're, I mean, Cuban, Puerto Rican, Haitian, whatever it is. And it's just kind of like so hypocritical to like call out someone for something that we're all doing or you're doing. The person's like, it's kind of like, and now I'm scary. I'm this big bad monster.
I have very expressive facial expressions too, so I understand. It's like you either do or you don't. It just is a thing, right?
There you go. Some faces move more than others too.
Well, mine is shot full of Botox, so mine doesn't move
And by
as
the way,
much.
I'll be in line right behind you as soon as I'm really seeing this as a problem right now. I think I'm good.
You do not need it.
Thank you.
Are you shocked though about like Lisa and Lenny and like all everything that they're going through and
Like you said, you see it's written all over my face. I just cannot. And the thing is that it just keeps happening and it's consistent every other day. And it's in the news. They're talking. It's like, why are you talking? You're the aggressor. Like, it's not real to me. I feel like it's like, this is not real. Not real. 15 years later, not real. And that's why I'm like, I was so shocked. I'm like, 27 years, 15 years. I'm like, what? Where does he get this from? Who behaves this way so far into a relationship? So it's really, really weird. And I'm just glad to see that she's in a better place now.
how is she? Like, I mean, you speak to her. How is she
Yeah,
doing?
well, she just texted me last night. We've been trying to get together for like a month. Every day is like tomorrow. No, next week. She has a busy schedule, and I'm glad and that she's focused on her kids. You know, that's what matters. And so my advisement to her was like, stay in the Lisa lane. It's only you and the kids now. You have to realize it. You know, and you still hear her like, I still love him. I want to get back with him. But it's not good for you. And you need to move on. And sometimes people are gonna get the clap on. Hey, let's go. Go to this, make a right into this highway. And that was my intent, but I think it was just kind of like edited in a way where I'm just kind of crazy talking. And there was more to that whole scene, of course. But you know, it is what it is. I meant what I said, and I said what I said.
So I've lately gone down a rabbit hole because I've discovered that, first of all, do you realize we spend an average of 90% of our time indoors? Okay, no big deal, right? Well, according to the EPA, indoor air could be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and in some cases, 100% more polluted. Now, wait, I have something else to tell you. According to the 2020 census report, yes, I told you I went down a rabbit hole, nearly half the population are living in areas with unhealthy levels of ozone or air pollution. So then a friend of mine is like, well, you need to look into an air purifier. Now, I've never had an air purifier before, so what do I know? Well, my research led me to Air Doctor. Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens so your lungs don't have to. Their classic Air Doctor 3000 purifier is powerful enough to circulate the air in a 630 plus square foot room 4 times per hour. Air Doctor comes with a no questions asked 30-day money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. So head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code VELVET. And depending upon the model, you'll receive up to 40% off. You're saving up to 40% off. Lock this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use code VELVET. That's airdoctorpro.com and use promo code VELVET. That is good advice though, because it is, oh, it's on page six every other day. They're talking to the press. There's a lot of press involved.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. And I'm just hoping that she's just keeping her head down and just, you know, focusing. It's all about focus at this point, you know, and knowing your worth.
What do you think of this hot mic moment? Because, you know, Lenny is like doubling down on the fact that there was no girlfriend, Katerina, before, and it all happened after.
I don't know why she's speaking. I mean, no one asks, no one's on playing Wheel of Fortune with you. No one's asking for a K and an A. No one wants Katerina, whatever her name is, to speak. Be quiet. Have a seat. No one. No one. We don't want Lenny to speak. We don't want Katerina to speak. Be quiet.
Just back up and be quiet, right?
Back up. Have a seat. Your name will be called momentarily, but not right now.
Do you ever run into Lenny? Like, do you never run into him? Or because it's...
As much as a flash I am in Miami, I attend philanthropic events, charity events, dinner, yes, of course. And I don't nightclub. I don't. I just, you know, I'm a loungy kind of girl. I'm not a nightclub person. So I don't believe that we'll be hitting the same strip in one way or another. You know what I mean?
Me too. I like a nice lounge. Let me sit at a bar at a nice restaurant, have a martini.
And people watching, honey. Miami, Ocean Drive is known as people watching. I don't even go to Ocean Drive. I haven't been there in like 10 years, literally.
I would be happy to never go to a nightclub again in my life, right? To be honest with you. It's not my scene either.
No, no, thank you.
Too much.
And it's not Russell's scene either. Trust me.
Well, we saw, you know, like with everything that Lisa and Lenny were going through, like you did kind of question your own. I mean, listen, Russell is nothing like Lenny, like, but we saw you go through it of like, you know, which is understandable of like, who would expect that? And, you know, talk to me about that.
All of it happened while we were filming. So you have to understand that it's not like, oh, this happened and we're about to film so you can process it. This happens. Did you hear? Did you hear what? Lenny's, you know, leaving Lisa. What are you talking about? So I'm literally with Russell and I want to punch someone. And I'm looking at Russell like, will you just, and that's like, you see me react organically. Cause I'm like, who can you trust? You know what I mean? So it shook me to my core because I just couldn't believe that it was happening to her. And yes, you saw signs of it when he's like, are you happy? He's like, yeah. Oh, sure. Sure. You do see that. But it's like, man, like Russell could easily play that role in a sense of like just being like, oh, whatever, who cares? Yeah. But I know he loves me. And so I think Lisa thought he loved her. And that's where you see the disconnect of like, do you really, is this really true? And you have to understand that longevity in a relationship causes people to be a little bit more aloof and kind of like, yeah. And you take it for like another day at home. But then are we really in the good place? So that's, I kept asking him, are we okay? Are we okay sexually? Are we okay, you know, in every aspect? Because I wanted to make sure I was good too, you know? So, and it was a blessing in disguise because then the men spoke. And Russell, for him to have said what he said and on screen, I was like, let me fix my bangs here. What? He was very, like, candid about it. And I thanked him for it. And it was a blessing. It was therapeutic. And now look at us. We're in a better place, honey. From 3 a week to way more. So we're doing great, you know? Yeah, it's still work. Relationships are work.
They are work, right? Yeah. And right, like to do it on screen, like that was really an authentic moment.
I would not have done this show if I was doubtful of any part of my relationship. So it wasn't like Russell's like, I'm not happy and I'm about to leave. It was like, no, I want more. And I'm like, oh, you want more of this? So it was a good thing, you know, that I was able to give. Of course, I'm going to be more open and receptive of that. So if it would have been the opposite of like, well, you know what, I'm over you. And that would have been a different conversation, of course. But, you know, so I learned through Lisa and what she said to us was, you know, was the reasons for or whatever, however she was discovering her truth. I took that, ran with it, you know, sprinted back home and said, okay, I got some tools and elements here. Let's play game. You know, let's find out what's going on and sort it out if need be. Yeah.
And hopefully, like, Lisa will see that in the long run, this is probably the best thing that could happen. Do you know Jody Glidden, this new man that she is seen with all over New York and Miami?
No. Is that her? What did you say?
Well, there's this man, Jody Glidden, that she's photographed with. It's in Miami holding hands in New York City. Have you ever met him?
I don't know. It could be her stylist. Who knows who, you know, I mean, I don't know. Until it's official, I don't know anything. And you know what? Whatever she likes, I love, you know?
Yeah. Do you think like it's too early for her to be dating?
I don't think so. I think that everybody has their own internal clock, you know, ticking. And who am I to judge? Who's anybody to judge? I think that everyone processes things differently. Yeah.
I would think so too.
Yeah, for sure.
Have you learned, has this, like, what have you changed from this season? Like, is anything, you know, like good or bad? Like, have you had a deep moment, or is it really just in your relationship with Russell, or have you had any?
Well, I mean, this group is very complicated, and some things apply to some and some things don't, you know? So it's just that we have to have clarity. This reunion, I hope, is going to provide clarity in a sense of how we integrate together. That's what my hope is, so that we are able to say, ideally, you know what, after watching the scene, because, you know, when you're in the scene, you don't even have a clue of what's happening in third party, you know, experiences sometimes. And then when you start watching it and you realize, like, Tim, I came off this way. Oh, I didn't know she said that. What? And then you start putting it all together and you're realizing, damn, I'm going to learn from this and hopefully it will never happen again. I owe this person an apology. I was a piece of crap, you know, so hopefully people are going to have a grown-up way of showing up to the reunion where there's ownership taken for things that are done in not such a good way, not in the best way. I hope. And if that's not the case, then we're going to have a great reunion. And I mean it in the worst way.
Who do you think is going to have the most tension going into the reunion?
Larsa and Nicole. Hence, Larsa and Nicole, or Larsa and Alexia, or Larsa and Alexia against Nicole. It's going to be a three-way, two-way. It's going to be bad. It's going to be explosive. Yeah. It's a lot. There's so many. I walked away every single time that we had dinner together or a trip, a getaway. Oh, the getaways are hell on earth. And you just don't even know what had happened because it goes fast and freaking furious. And it's inexplicable because it's an out-of-body experience that you're watching. You're in it and you're watching it from afar. And you're like, wait, please hold her. It's so many and I'm a planner, so I can multitask. But these girls together in more than 2 hour span, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I'm a person. And I'm like, and that's why you see my facial expressions cannot be helped. I cannot stop this because it's just literally like.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. And I try to peacemake, but people need to be receptive of peacemaking for this to happen. So where we are right now as a group, it's very shaky. I hope there are hugs and there are sorries and there are thank yous and there's all of that. I hope. I'm dreaming. I have a dream. Yes. And I hope it comes true.
That is a definite dream. I'm not sure it's going to go down like that.
I know. It's a lot.
Who do you think is the most different on camera than in the real world?
No, I think that's what makes Miami really good is the fact that the way we talk, we're not like, do you want to have lunch next week? And you know, we're not going to tell Jennifer that I have a conversation, a little bone to pick with her. Like, we're not doing this. We're like, where is she? Like, let me talk to her right now. Can you call her? Like, we're doing this raw and real. So there's no one that's putting it on, to my knowledge, from being around the girls at all. It's so raw. And that's what people, I think, relate to it. Like, that's exactly what I would have told her. That's exactly how I would have been. And the girlie's expression is exactly what I would have done if somebody told me this, you know? So a lot of people reply, like, they relate to my way of reacting. It's just the way it is, you know? Yeah. Get ready, because it's going to be a bumpy freaking ride. I warned you. It's just crazy town. It's crazy town. And so I am like, I'm a talking person and I'm speechless because I don't even know how to explain this whole thing. There will never be, put it this way, there will never be, this season will never be able to be similarly replicated in any way, shape, or form. That's all I can tell you. It was kind of like everything played into the symphony in the best way, worst way, and just funniest way. Everything was just meant to happen the way it happened. And we kept looking at the moon like, it's a full moon. We were just kind of like, oh, that's why. Okay, got it. Crazy town.
What about, like, Leah Black was back this season?
I never met her, but I saw that she was on the trailer. And remember, a lot of the girls are watching a lot of scenes for the first time because we weren't in the scene or we weren't told about it. So it's going to be very interesting. I'm excited about that. And what advice she gives Lisa.
Well, did you see the reaction? I mean, you were at BravoCon. Did you see the reaction?
Everybody died. Everybody died. Yeah. It was amazing.
Do you think Leah should be back on this show?
She can't hang. She can't hang. We're another breed. We're another breed, honey. Okay. She can't hang in a way of like keeping up with all the crazy is what I'm saying. Not keeping up with just like, you know, she's a smart woman. She's whip it, you know, but the fact is that this is a reboot for a reason. And no, stay home, Leah, please. You don't want this.
You don't want to get involved in this group.
No, you don't want this, woman. No.
Well, you know, we saw it on the show. You're on Vogue's list of, you know, the top wedding planners in the world, the US, Canada, overseas. So that's got to be a big accolade, right? I mean, I know you've been...
The misconception is that, because now you're on the Housewives and, because you planned Alexis' wedding. Scroll through my Instagram. It's annual titles that you get and maintain. So it's kind of like, no, I've been doing this for a long time. This is just another one. But now you're just finally realizing that. And so for that to be used as a reason why they think I'm full of myself, if that was the case, then I've been that girl a long time ago. You know what I mean? So I keep my head down. I come from very humble beginnings. I don't know how to be full of myself. I don't call myself, I'm not the one calling myself whatever the hell. So sometimes things are just the way they are by merit, and you just see it. You don't have to say it.
I agree. And right, you're not on this list on Vogue just because you're on the show. Like, you've been doing this business for many years.
They may say, you know what? We want no part of it. And let's, you know, keep my name out your mouth, Vogue. Then we're like, okay, let's take the title out. So whatever it is, I know who I am, what I am, and what I bring to the world. So I gertify this world one day at a time.
Well, the last time you were here, you said, you know, I asked you this question. You said the minimum amount to be gertified was $60,000 to retain your services. I asked you, and that is what you said. It came directly from you.
Minimum. I said starting, right. Okay.
Minimum. Yeah. Uh-huh. So now, you know, that, you know, you are on this platform. It's not because your business is great, but you are on this platform. I'm sure people are reaching out. You're on the Vogue list. Is that still 60,000 or has that gone up?
Put it this way, I'm doing like less than 5 weddings a year. Like my projective now is just quality over quantity.
Wow. You're busy. There's a wait list.
Selectively busy. Like, you know what I mean? So it's not like, and it's helping with my life at home. Again, I listened to what Russell had to say and I said to myself, okay, I don't need to do 15 weddings. I can only do 5. And then let me do my pricing so that it equates to what I needed to be at. So I feel blessed that I'm able to kind of like restructure my life and now prioritize what's really, really, really important and to maintain my family and you know, and love life. And it's been great. And I get to now go to luncheons and be part of more community events. And, you know, I have the day to spend in my community and it's great. I love it. Because before I was traveling, like you said, I was always on a plane heading to different places like a crazy person. But I just reorganized my structure to be more effective, you know. You know, in multiple ways.
How was BravoCon? Like, were you shocked at the fandom? I mean, like, I know you're aware of it, but like on that level, like, amazing. How was that?
It was amazing because I feel like people just after COVID are just like, you know, so you felt the energy through everything. And for me, again, season one, I didn't have the resonance of this season where I was actually like personality Gertie, where I'm me versus me being the planner. So it's just right now I'm just getting started into my zone and showing my full self, and it's great but the fact that the viewers were so receptive and knew who I was from the beginning, it was very, very nice to hear. And they were like, oh my god, gertified, oh hi Green. So there was a little takeaways from just the first season that carried on to BravoCon, and so hopefully there's one next year and it just gets better and better. I think that it really helps us boost our purpose of the franchise, you know, its creation to have something like BravoCon for the fans say, you guys, good job, guys. You know, it really feels very, very nice to have that camaraderie.
Did you meet someone at BravoCon that you were just bonding with, like another housewife, or like, was there someone
So Meredith and I, we hang out all together. You know, her and I went to the Whitney Houston premiere together in New York. We were in Miami or Basel. So her and I become close. A lot of girls, Melissa Gorga and Dolores, you know, we're all doing our thing, and it's bringing us closer. It's like a high school at this point, you know? Yeah.
We love that. What about the opposite? Was there someone at BravoCon? Everyone has a story or somebody that kind of like shaded you or was not as nice to you?
I mean, yeah, a little shade from the queen who I admire, I love, most beautiful, everything all around. It's like, you know, Kenya came up to her so excited. I'm like, oh my God, I love you. And she's like, oh, and she knew I was a celebrity too. It was, you know, in the Bravo world as well, because I was also with the same type of people. I had a guide, I had my publicist, I had, you know, my people. And I was like, oh, and she's like, oh, who are you? What show are you on? Oh, like, what show are you on again? It was a tone that made it seem like, you know, and I was like, oh, I'm Gertie from the Reals. But, you know, it was disappointing to not have that kind of like sisterhood I had expected, like I got from other people like Candy, you know, Cherie and, you know, Lisa from Dubai and Chanel. So I didn't get the vibe of like, yes, girl, you know, who? It was kind of like, oh, you know, so I was a little disappointed, but still love her.
It was almost like she didn't recognize you. And then if you were on maybe one show, she would have been less nice. And maybe if you were a housewife, nicer.
I don't know. I just think that, you know, I love her. I think she's amazing. And her career, the way she's able to get what 47-year-old to have a baby, it's amazing. And so I wanted to give her kudos, but the moment was gone with the response. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Well, maybe you'll hear from her after this podcast comes out and she'll apologize.
And maybe not. And it's all good. I have my own thing going. Everyone has their own lane and it's all good. You know what I mean? So yeah, all love.
All love. Well, listen, you say it's a crazy season and we'll never replicate it again, but you know,
remember these words, you will not recover. I'm telling you, I've warned you. You've been warned.
I can't wait to watch the rest of it. And you know, after the reunion, you are going to be back for season 6. I don't know if you realize this, but I'm going to tell you, well, you are.
We'll see what happens. You know, everything I one day at a time is how I see everything. So we'll see what happens.
Listen, it's a great season. I really appreciate you taking your time. I know you have to go pick up one of your children. So thank you for doing this. Sorry, we started a few minutes late. You're great. Say thank you to Matt for making this all happen too. And like, you're great this season. So it's been, thank you for coming back on.
Oh, just keep on watching, my love.
I can't wait. And you'll have to come back next season when this comes back.
Oh, hopefully. And yes, love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.